Okay, it looks like everybody is here. We have a full quorum, so I'll call the meeting to order at 6 p.m. We have a relatively modest agenda today. Do we have any additions to the agenda? All right, hearing none, I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda as printed.
I move that we accept the agenda as printed.
I would second that.
Robert moved and Alan seconded that we accept the agenda. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Alan, if you could provide us with a treasurer's report, please.
Okay. Currently, we have in the Bank of Oklahoma financial account $21,985.68. That money, I assume, is just on deposit there as a goodwill. We have in the Community Bank of Colorado, the checking account is $305,498.86. The Community Bank of Colorado, our money market account, we have $300,150.02. Excuse me. We have $500 in petty cash. So we have a gross of current assets of $628,134.56. If everybody looked at their financial sheets that should have came over with your packet, we have a total of non-operating revenue, the part that we got property tax was $156,122.62, and the Pacific ownership tax was $44,813.31. The property tax would have been more, but the month of February was really short. So our next payment is going to be much bigger than what we had last year. Does anybody have any other questions?
Alan, that next payment will be in April or June, or when is your next expected?
Next payment, I think, will be in April. And according to Wendy, it will probably be on the order of way over 200,000, because we, the month of February, somehow or another, their deal only started like the 15th. So we had a very short month for the month of February. I'm not sure exactly why it started so short, but that's just the way they did things.
I mean, roughly speaking, if we figure $60,000 to $70,000 per month to cover expenses, we've got approximately 10 months in the bank at the moment. So it's a pretty good place to be with still two major payments coming in yet from property tax in April and then in June or July.
That is correct, and we're budget-wise, if you go through and look at the expenditures for each branch, everybody is pretty much on track. We actually, I think, next month, after we get our payment, depending on where it's at, we can then, I think, we can start thinking again about our meeting room situation at Elizabeth, and maybe some of the dust will have settled with the Elizabeth. town council.
Good thoughts looking ahead. So does anybody have any further questions? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to approve Alan's verbal and printed treasurer's update and report.
I make a motion to approve Alan's treasury report.
I second that.
All right, Patty moved, Robert seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you. We now move on to approval of the minutes from February 24th, 2021 meeting. Does anyone have any corrections or additions? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to approve the February 24, 2021 meeting minutes.
I would make a motion to accept the minutes as printed for the month of February.
I would second that.
I should say okay, 2021.
Okay, yep, good. Thanks for the clarification. Alan has moved and Robert seconded that we accept the minutes as printed from February 24, 2021 meeting. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to the director's report. Tim, are there any highlights that you wanted to bring up? I did notice you wanted to have some comment about whether we can submit the audit on an earlier than normal basis, if I understood your question correctly.
Yeah, and the other I had highlighted on my report was just that the auditor has offered to answer your questions either in writing or she can even come to a meeting if anybody has any major questions on the audit. For the most part, she submits her opinion and you know, we can review it and stuff like that, and I can change the management discussion and analysis if there's anything you would like me to add or omit. But I believe June is the usual, June 30th is the usual date that audits are due, but they pushed it back to July 31st. So we have plenty of time to submit it. We just prefer to have that in the rear view mirror. So, maybe something to consider for next meeting, or, you know, if you want to give us the go ahead to submit it to the state during this meeting as well. That'd be great too.
Concerning the audit, then, do any of the board members have any concerns about submitting it as it's been presented in the draft form that we've already looked at?
None here.
None here.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, and then kind of a second part of that, do we feel like we need to have input from the auditor? I know that the auditor has come to the meetings in years past, and we can certainly have that if you feel that's appropriate, or we don't have to if everybody's comfortable with the audit simply in a written form.
I'm comfortable. Written form.
I agree. The one problem that she had, Wendy and Jim worked it out with her, and she went forward and finished it off. So I don't see that there's any problems.
I would agree. So I don't know that we need any formal action on this, but it sounds to me, Tim, that when you're comfortable, when you and staff are comfortable submitting this as necessary, it's fine with the board.
Great, thank you.
And then was there anything else on the update from Tim's update that we need to talk about? Anybody have any questions for Tim?
I have a question for Tim.
Okay.
Tim, when you were talking about the Agate School and talking about how their superintendent, I appreciated your comment, like I don't necessarily need a replacement to go forward. What's your take now on that?
It's been radio silence. Organizations usually prefer to have a director be involved with it. Realistically, we wouldn't need one, but I'm not surprised that they want to hold off on that. So I will probably follow up. I'll probably follow up with them sometime this month and just talk to Diane, who is their librarian out there, and see if anything's changed or if I can be of service in providing information for that.
Tim, there's one other thing here. Okay. Do we need to do anything more on what's going on with the addition down at Simla, or is that in a holding pattern right now?
It's pretty much in a holding pattern per what occurred last year, just because we kind of no idea at this time of year what was going on, and this time of year is exactly when the conversation started with Simla. So we just indefinitely put that on pause for the time being.
Mm-hmm. Well, my thought then is if our payments are in line with what Wendy is accepting, then I think next month the board needs to bring that back up and move forward. We need to add that to the agenda for next month.
All right. I will add that to the agenda.
Is there any information I can get for you in the interim? Would you like me to touch bases with Double L and see where they're at, or if they would like to revisit the conversation, et cetera?
That might be good to speed up the operation. We would then not have to wait for something to come back to them or back from them after the next meeting. So we would be ahead 30 days, so to speak.
Okay, I'll contact them.
I assume that's okay, Jim.
Yeah, that sounds good to me too. It's if they are in a position where they don't want to move ahead at all at this point, we just need to know that. But I think, Alan, that's a good thing to bring up, as much of our hesitation was predicated on the fact that all of us were flying blind at the time a year ago and had no idea, you know, what would happen over the year with the pandemic. And we now have that under our belt. And I think that we've come out of it as well or better than probably any of us expected. So I think we're in a strong enough position to say, if they're interested, we should probably also be interested. And I'm not trying to influence the decision, but I think that your point to bring it back up makes sense at this time, as we are in pretty strong financial shape. But I think the other important thing is Double L still willing to work with us on an expansion?
Excellent. One little thing here. Before we go, I'd like for everybody to kind of give a roll call where they're at on immunization shots to let people know where we're at.
Let me just caution that is could be considered a little bit private information. If you don't wish to share that, that's also fine. I'm happy to tell you that I'm at two shots. I'm fully vaccinated.
I am also at two shots.
Even though I'm at the bottom of the list, I got shot once yesterday. looking forward to get shot again on April 20th.
I did get the one shot. I got the Johnson & Johnson shot. So
one and done.
And my two weeks was yesterday, so I'm good.
But I think to pivot off of that, it may perhaps allow us to think about meeting in person if we're all fully vaccinated on the people that have to be at the meeting. We'd still have, since it is open to the public, we would still have to make allowances for proper social distancing, mask wearing, that sort of thing. But perhaps April or May, we can begin to meet in person again. I'm a little concerned though that the downtick in cases in Elbert County has started to uptick again. So we'll kind of have to wait and see what happens there. But you know, as we've done over the last 12 months, I think we just have to kind of go with the flow.
I agree.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Good report. It was very, very useful. You know, very helpful. It's just exactly, I think, what we're looking for. Just kind of a quick overview of what's going on, and I think you touched on everything that was very helpful. New business would be the election of officers for this next one-year period. Per the bylaws, we are required to have officer elections at the March meeting, which is our annual meeting. We designated that last time, even though in the bylaws it's also designated. I just wanted to make sure that it was perfectly clear to anyone interested that this is our annual meeting. The officers serve for one-year terms per the bylaws. Also, per the bylaws, and it hasn't always been observed, but each office holder is supposed to only hold that one position for two terms. So just kind of a quick review. Tim, you've got it up there. Is there anything else that we need to be aware of when it comes to this particular duty? But it is something we have to do every year.
I mean, I have nothing to add other than what's in the bylaws. I think you summarized it well last time.
Okay. You know, typically, and Patty, with no disrespect at all through some other organizations, you know, I understand you're and Scott may be in flux at some point in the next short period of time or longer period of time. We currently have a slate of officers of as myself as president, Robert as vice president, Alan as treasurer, and Karen as secretary. And those are the offices that we normally fill. One of the thoughts that I had, and it's certainly open to discussion because no one is guaranteed that they just keep moving on. I think each one of us has said we'd be willing to do the same job again, but the continuity from during the during the pandemic to after the pandemic might be an important consideration. It might not. So we would go into voting, nominating officers with that in mind. So anybody have any comments before we begin the process of nominating officers?
I have no comments and I'm not offended.
Okay.
And this is for a one-year assignment? For
1 year at a time. I don't think we ever really were that clear about it in years past, but the bylaws are pretty specific. Each officer serves one-year term, and they can hold 2 one-year terms, and then they're supposed to, you know, do the musical chairs or what have you. And with only 5 board members and 4 officer positions, and everybody has an important place on the board, so.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit new from before when I served.
Right, and I don't know, I don't think these were changed. I'm trying to remember, last change was probably regarding officers, might've been like 15 or 16, 2015, 2016 at the earliest. So it's, I think it's been this way for a bit, but you tend to not look at the bylaws a lot just because they're boring. And I think we're charged with following the bylaws since they're our guiding document.
Right.
Exactly. Jim, I would like to say that I think that while our bylaws are boring, they're charming.
All right, we'll have to bring that for a discussion at a later date, I guess. I don't know. We pretty much get, I don't think that there's any specific method to this. We can nominate a slate. We can go office by office, whatever your preference would be. I mean, if you want to start with president, we can start with president and just go down vice president and then secretary and then treasurer. Not to put treasurer last, but that's just kind of the way it goes.
I would like to nominate a slate. I'd like to make a motion to nominate a slate for president, Jim Duvall, for secretary. Oh my God, I went blank.
Alan Krennic.
He's treasurer. Alan Krennic is treasurer.
It might be Karen Sutchin. I'm not sure.
Karen. Karen Sutchin. I'm so sorry, Karen. It's been a long day. I've been on call since 7:30 this morning. Karen Sutchin for secretary.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm like, oh my God, I've gone blank. I can't think of any names.
I'm sorry. I screwed that up. Alan's treasurer.
Sorry. I would like to nominate Jim Duvall for president, Karen Sutchin for secretary, Alan Krennic for treasurer. Is that it? Is that the three?
No, we need vice president.
Vice president.
And Robert for vice president.
I second.
Okay, Patty has moved and Karen seconded a slate of officers with President Jim Duvall, Vice President Robert Thomason, Secretary Karen Sutchin, and Treasurer Alan Krennic. Is there any discussion?
I think you need to get each party to accept their nomination.
I accept my nomination.
I accept my nomination.
I accept my nomination.
I would accept my nomination. So Patty has moved. Did we get a second?
Yes.
Oh, Karen seconded. Sorry. Any further discussion?
I want to make sure you guys are going to I just want to make sure you guys are going to continue to do the good work that you've done in the last, since you were elected the last time. I'm sure you will. And so I'm excited to see this board continue for another year and give us good results.
Thank you, Patty.
And good
thank
leadership.
You.
Yeah, thank you, Patty. Can we reconsider our nominations now then with that in mind?
No.
any further discussion?
No, I call the question.
All right. The question has been called. All in favor of the slate of officers as moved by Patty, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
The motion carries. Thank you very much. That'll be in the minutes, but we probably also might want to put that either on the website or on the Facebook page or both, just as contact people for the public so that they know who the board officers are and all the board members as well. That would, you know, add Patty's name as board member. The next scheduled meeting is on April 28th. Once again, we're on the fourth Wednesday of every month, 6 p.m. at this point. I'm going to continue to call this a virtual meeting, but that could change between now and then, so I certainly will let you know. I'm very pleased that we're all able to have vaccinations as quickly as we've been able to. So that's good news. Tim, you mentioned in your director's report that you're considering modest meetings, I think, if I understood it correctly. Can you sketch that out a little bit more?
Yeah, we had a brief conversation via email. Usually we have our admin meeting the first week of the month. For right now, probably at least until May 1st, we're just not changing anything. We're worried about a backward slide too, just also from the things that we've seen in terms of, you know, it feels really great to have some semblance of normalcy, but it seems like everyone at once is saying, oh, it's normal now, so we can, and they're throwing caution to the wind. So we're going to wait a little bit and just see how things go. And then at the beginning of May, we'll consider seriously whether to do socially distanced indoor meetings and also activities. For right now, we're just going to stick with our outdoor stuff.
Okay, thanks. That helps our thinking. My personal thought on this, board members, would be that until the library itself allows even limited use of the conference room, which is where we typically met, I think we as board members need to respect that and still operate on a GoToMeeting Zoom type of a call, so that it doesn't look like there's two sets of rules, one for everybody else and one for this special group on the board. So that would just my opinion, and would be why I would be thinking that we would do at least one more virtual meeting. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
The one comment there, the meeting room is being used for the quarantine room for books. So until that process ends, I don't think we can use that room as a meeting room. So that's what I think is going to predicate whether we meet physically or not.
Okay. And that's a great point. I had completely forgotten that usage. The other thing we could do, and I'm not sure where we would hold it, would be to hold the meeting at a different facility, but we still would have to keep in mind that it is a public meeting, so other people besides the board members and the director could certainly attend and are more than welcome. So just let's keep that in mind, and maybe we'll bring that up in discussion at the April meeting to kind of map out, okay, when we return to in-person meeting, what does that look like, at least for the first two or three meetings? Sorry, I'm making notes here. So far on the April agenda, I will have a discussion on similar expansion, and Tim will do some background work on that to find out if LL is still interested. And then we'll have a board discussion about what does the in-person board meeting look like going forward. But the first possible, I think, would be the meeting in May, just based on Tim and staff's analysis of when they would look at opening the library for in-person, you know, like using the conference room. Is there anything else that anyone has on their mind that we should make sure we talk about it at the April meeting?
No.
I think we're good.
Okay. Does anybody have anything else for this meeting?
Just thanking everybody for being, so good with all of this through these difficult times. This is, I don't know how it has impacted other people, but between blizzards, between COVID, between, I don't know, meet-ins, meet-outs, these are weird times, and this board has done a great job.
I would also like to thank Wendy Walp for her help as our financial director. She has held my hand. I would not have been able to perform my function without her considerable help. She has been a wonder.
I thought she would, that my hand was the only hand she held.
Somehow or another, I weaseled my way in there.
I want to give a big shout out to all the library staff. I mean, you guys have done an excellent job, like managing expectations, trying to serve the public and the community the way that you do, and you do it with such professionalism. And I think that's really important. And I know it's been a hard, year, right? And so, but you guys have just pressed forward and you've been positive, and I'm just thankful that we have the library staff that we do and the leadership in the library that we have as well, Tim. That includes you.
You're here.
I concur with that totally.
Totally agree. It's been a difficult year across the board, but the folks that have to be there every day and providing service to the patrons in whatever fashion that has been, that's, they've had the hardest job, and I totally appreciate that. And the staff and administration has done a very, very good job. Very pleased.
We appreciate that. I'll pass that on to the staff as well. Thanks to you all for leading us through this, though we still have a ways to go on it, and for just giving your time to volunteer for the district. We appreciate that.
And I think that's a good note to end on. While we are, it's definitely looking better, we're not out of the woods completely yet. So we need to not let our guards completely down. We need to watch what the COVID case numbers are going to do here in Elbert County, because they have started to tick up a little bit. And I would agree that you look around the county and it's kind of amazing that we still have a mask mandate in the state, but you'd never know that out here. All right. If nobody has anything else, we will adjourn the meeting at 6:33, a 33-minute meeting. You're welcome. Thank you all for your help.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good rest of the week, everyone.
Have a good one.
You too.